And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of the convicted murderer and best-selling detective novelist Anne Perry, born Juliet Holm in London, 1938. She had tuberculosis. She was sent away to live in the Bahamas, then South Africa, then rejoined her family when she was 13 after her father got a job in New Zealand, where she became close friends with a classmate, Pauline Parker. They wrote letters to each other daily, created an elaborate fantasy world together. They were both working on novels. They planned to run away to New York together, find publishers, make the books into Hollywood movies. And then Juliet's parents decided to leave New Zealand and go back to South Africa. And the two girls were horrified. They begged for Pauline to be able to move to South Africa too. And Juliet's parents said, okay, she could come with them, as long as it was okay with the Parkers. But Pauline Parker's mother refused to give her permission, and the two teenage girls decided that Pauline's mother was ruining their lives and she needed to be killed. And so they did. They invited her to go on a walk in the park. They bashed her head in with a brick, went back to the tea house where they had had lunch. They were covered in blood. They were arrested. Juliet was 15, Pauline 16. A murder that shocked New Zealand. They were sentenced to an indefinite prison sentence, released about 5 years later under the condition that they never contact each other. The girl who had been Juliet Holm changed her name to Anne Perry, converted to Mormonism, settled in a remote Scottish village, published a murder mystery in 1978 called The Cater Street Hangman, wrote a detective series, and then in 1994, the Parker-Holm murder case inspired a movie, Heavenly Creatures, starring Kate Winslet as Juliet. A reporter wrote a story about the film, discovered not only that Juliet was still alive, but she was a best-selling, world-famous writer named Anne Perry, who has written more than 50 novels, and who said of her writing, "It is vital for me to go on exploring moral matters." It was on this day in 1886 the Statue of Liberty was officially unveiled and opened to the public. There was a big ceremony in front of the statue, which was under a veil. The sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi was alone in the crown of the statue, waiting for the signal to drop the veil. A speaker was droning on, and Bartholdi mistook the signal, dropped the veil, and the speaker sat down. And it's the birthday of Evelyn Waugh, born in London, 1903, author of Bride's Head Revisited and many other novels. Here's a poem for today by Frederick Smock entitled Moon. The day lengthens, the old earth tips its hat to the moon. The changeful moon goes through many phases, even in a single night. Though it is the same moon as ever, we know this. We are the changes. A poem entitled Moon by Frederick Smock from The Bounteous World, published by Broadstone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.